Many states ban people from riding motorcycles without helmets. To some people, however, these bans are questionable. They ask, if people want to take risks, shouldn't they be allowed to do so? To date, an intense debate has separated those who support such bans from those who insist that the government should let people do what they want. The columnist John Tierney has suggested a novel way that states might promote safety while maintaining freedom. The basic idea is that riders who do not want to use the helmet have to get special licenses. To qualify for the license, a rider would have to take an extra driving course and submit proof of health insurance. This approach imposes some costs on those who want to feel the wind in their hair, but requirements of this kind are less intrusive than a ban, and might do a lot of good as well.